Why are the current solar panels only able to absorb about 20%?
It's a good question. It's because of the different losses of efficiency that you get along the way. So a solar panel absorbs light from the sun and turns that energy of that sunlight into usable electricity. And we'd love to be able to get all of that energy from that bit of sunlight and then put it into all the things that we use electricity for. But there's some losses along the way, and some of them are due to the colour of sunlight. Different materials absorb the different colours that we get from the sun, all the colours in the rainbow, with different efficiencies. And we can put them out at a certain voltage. So electricity is made voltage and current, and it's a trade-off between the two, how much current we get versus how much voltage we get from the energy from the sunlight that we absorb.
So what's being done right now to improve the quality of solar panels?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different things. People working in labs across the world and big factories actually across the world too to figure out better processes to absorb that sunlight, to use it more efficiently and get that energy out of the cell. A couple of different good ways of doing it. One is to absorb more light. But the best solar panel you could ever get would be completely black. You wouldn't be able to see any light being reflected off it at all. It would absorb all the light. It's one way to try to figure out ways to absorb more sunlight. We can do that with having cool structures on the solar cell or textures on the top that absorb all of that light. And the second way is to use that light more effectively. And there's different ways to do that. One of the ways that I've been working on is on tandem solar cells, which is like a double-decker solar cell, where you have different layers that absorb different parts of the colours of the sun. So the standard layer, the one that you see on rooftops, if you just drive down the street, is usually made of silicon, really good, super awesome, super cheap to make and getting cheaper all the time. But there are ways to absorb that sunlight better, and one is with a new layer on top, like a double-decker solar cell, that's better able to absorb the blue, green and UV light that comes from the sun and let through the red, yellow and orange light to the silicon solar cell underneath.
Wow. Okay. Well, that sounds incredibly complicated, but my very base level of knowledge of physics understands it. Do you think an improvement to the quality of solar panels could lead to a reduction in Australia's reliance on fossil fuels?
Yeah, certainly. So there's a couple of things. Efficiency is important with solar cell, how much energy you can extract from the sunlight and make it into usable electricity. But what we also really care about, cost. How much does it cost to chuck panels on your roof? And that is coming down massively. It's an incredible phenomenon, actually. Since the 1970s, the price of silicon solar panels being shipped globally has decreased by 20%, by about a fifth, for every doubling of production output. And that's that reduction in cost now means that you can ship solar cells for about 50 cents per watt. Not too far away from $35 per meter squared. And that means that now solar panels are being shipped for about the cost of marine ply that you buy at Bunnings.
Wow.
And that's going to continue to happen. That happens with good engineering in batteries, happens with good engineering and ideas and physics in the lab.